Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Now, every Monday on the show, the art and science of entrepreneurship through the lens of someone who is actually doing something. And I want to introduce you tonight to Venita Crystal Absalom, the inspiring founder of Crystal Candles. From a passion project to a business uplifted through crucial funding, hers is a story of resilience, I think, innovation and growth. So let's dive into the story on how Crystal Candles went from just a single idea into reality. What sort of challenges were found along the way? And for all the entrepreneurs that are listening to this conversation tonight, what does it take to turn a dream into a scalable business? Venita, good evening to you. Let's start with the origin of your company. Where did the idea come from?
Good evening, Jeremy. Starting off by saying that it was just a childhood hobby. My grandmother, where we spend most of our school holidays, was the person that taught us how to use our creativity and invest into it and make an outcome where you can provide for your family.
So what was the first step then in taking that family experience into bringing a business into real life? Did it take a long time?
To be honest with you, yes, because it's quite an expensive hobby, to be honest. It had to take a lot of courage and a lot of perseverance due to the fact that I was one of those that was laid off during the lockdown period. Mm. I then decided, you know what, I've got the talent of doing something that has been invested into me. What is it going to take me to get to do this thing? Up until I found that, you know, start small, because we started off with crayons, making candles from crayons. So with that being said, I had to use what I had in order for me to invest into my business.
So, Crystal, explain to me why it's expensive and how difficult is it to make a candle?
To me, I wouldn't say it's difficult to make it. And the reason why I call it an expensive hobby, because why, you cannot use certain types of wicks for a certain type of candle. So, for example, with a molded candle, you need to have your what we call paraffin wax, which doesn't come out quite affordable. Mm. And there's quite extensive products that is required for this business. Just a quick example or an introduction of how to start off a candle. Mm. Firstly, you need to make sure that you have your fragrances, you have your wicks, you need to have a specific mold or jar that you are going to use. And obviously, so that it can be like heat resistant, you need to make sure that the product is quality. And obviously, with quality comes quite a cost.
So, Crystal, what sort of difficult challenges did you face in the beginning in turning a hobby, which so many people have, into a real business?
Of course, like I said, I was one of those that has been laid off. Funds was one of the major challenges in our economy.
So where did you find the money?
I actually started out of my pocket, because at the time I sold Avon and Justine. So I used to like, are you ever lay out of 30-50, where 30% is my profit and 50% goes into a business that I'm investing into, which was Crystal Candles. Then I actually went during that period after lockdown has been lifted to a place called Synergistics, which is within our area, where I was introduced to NYDA. And that is where I actually got my funds to kickstart my business.
Now, was there a specific turning point, Crystal or Venita, where you felt, or Venita, where you felt Crystal Candles was suddenly gaining traction, that you knew that you had a business?
Yes. this is where the exciting part comes in. I actually just did it for fun's sake during lockdown. I didn't think that, to be honest, it would actually be sparked as a full-time business. The reason why I'm saying that is once I started, people was attracted, like, where did you buy this? Oh, it smells so nice. Or the design is beautiful. Because I do everything myself, from my labels to my branding and everything, I was then advised, you cannot keep this talent to yourself and not make anything out of it. Mm. Because number one, a lot of people now enjoy buying these scents, and it is a current trend. And I had to like put my all into it and say, you know what, let me get my act together and invest into this. Let me not just keep it okay. I knew what I wanted during the period of lockdown where I was planning to have this business. But obviously, as a business-minded person, there's a lot of fear that comes with that. Who's my clients going to be? Is the price range going to be affordable for each and every single person that I'm going to target? Where am I going to start? So I had that fear, first of all, to begin with. But at the end of the day, I had to put it aside if I really wanted to make a success out of this.
And looking ahead, what sort of goals do you have, Vanita, for Crystal Candles over the next couple of years, and how do you plan to achieve them?
Okay, the goals that I've set aside or that I desire within Crystal Candles is not to just have it as a what I call a low economy brand, but a huge economy brand. I want to make sure that at some point my brand reaches the shelves and also enable myself to employ others within our economy, as it is difficult to find jobs, and I've been experiencing that as well. So my desire is to not only put the brand up high, but also to have the ability to help others and also teach others how to become successful.
Well, we certainly wish you every success in this particular venture. And by the way, if you have an entrepreneurship story that you'd like to share with us, business@hot1027.co.za is the email address to use. And I'm going to thank Vanita Crystal Absalom, who is the inspiring founder of Crystal Candles. Vanita, thank you very much indeed.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.